Members, what it be?
Hey, ho, motherfucker, ho.
Oh, wrong one. What? Sorry, I didn't mean to ding you.
So now, just so you know, if I do crack in this episode,
you cracked earlier though. You cracked when we were talking.
Doesn't matter.
Bullshit.
Mics ain't on. Doesn't matter. If I crack during the episode, now I get one freebie before you hit that button. You don't get to hit that unless I crack twice.
I don't like these rules.
Just know, like, you hit the you.
I don't like these rules. These are bullshit rules.
You push the wrong button with your fat finger.
Better watch your tone.
Anyway, so I'm actually really excited for this episode because this is the first time in quite a stretch that we actually got back to like an original episode, something that we came up with, we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Not news, not, you know, not that I don't like that stuff, but get the creative juices flowing a little bit,
I mean, speaking of that, I mean, look, we already know what next week's episode is going to be because we have the Game Awards nominations that are dropping on the 13th.
Yes, we do.
So, we have that.
We do. So
I should probably take the weed off of this, Sean.
Probably. So what we're going to be doing today is, what did you say?
It was the Sixers game, and they're still they're about to start up the third quarter. I'm like, I don't want to look at those 48-56.
At least they cut it to single digits. But anyway, so we thought about our favorite video game worlds that we wish we could actually go and visit, who knows. Some of mine I wish I could live, and then the others I'm just like, quick visit be good enough.
I feel like if it were to be something where like I'm living there, then I have to be able to adapt and use whatever abilities are in that world.
I thought of it the same
way. You know what I
mean? Like, I thought of it the same way. Like, everything that I picked as if, like, okay, I'm living in this world at the time that they were living in this world. Not like,
so I have the abilities like them.
Not like I'm coming with my iPhone 15 to, you know, to fucking Skyrim, you know what I mean? Which is not one of mine, by the way. That's why I put that out there. But so we each did three, and then we broke down, you know, some of the
was yours.
Yeah, and then it was close to being one. It's an honorable mention. I have a couple honorable mentions I'll kick out at the end. So yeah, we picked our we kept it to three, and then we picked some of the first things we would do once we were there. We also put it out to the socials. We got some answers there. We'll hit that at the end.
Yep.
So who do you want me to start? Do you want to start?
I mean,
and we're going to start, we're going to work from 3-1. So okay. we'll give our,
so, all right, I'll start. I mean, so
we're definitely, I assume we're going to have some crossover. I'm virtually positive we're going to have crossover with one. I'm actually a little bit more interested to see
one placed.
No, I'm actually more interested to see in what the crossover might be in the, what we would do there.
Okay. So my number three would be in the Monster Hunter universe.
I almost did that, bro. That was one of my honorable mentions.
I mean, you did play World, yeah.
That was one of my honorable mentions. I thought about it. I was like, man.
I mean, look, my main...
See a Pookie Pookie, bro, it'd be cool.
Dude, honestly, my main reason is the Palamutes. Because in Rise, you mean, that's your mount. Mm. So, that made a lot of sense to me. It's like, oh, yo, I get to ride like a dire wolf, essentially. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck yeah.
When I originally thought of it, I was like, ah, man, I just go and get me a... Well, you talk about the things you want to do there, because one of them is probably what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, look, I would be easily, I'd be going to the fucking kitchen. I'd be going ahead and just getting fucking fed.
But that's what I was like, oh, I can go and get me a cat feast. Let's go.
That's all you hear right there. That's my belly. I would be full as a motherfucker. But I mean, even in Monster Hunter Rise, like some of the stuff going towards like the end game content had to do with like protecting the village, and you had like these corridors that essentially you had the monsters would have to go through, and each time they hit a corner, you have like weapons there or a bomb or something like that. Like, I mean, I feel like that would be just fun, just to go ahead and just try to fuck around with some of that shit.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, yeah, Monster Hunter Rise is my number three.
All right. Anything else you do there? Is that what you got?
I mean,
that's more than fine.
I mean, look, I would be going ahead and fucking around with every single weapon there and trying to figure out how the hell you hold them giant ass samurai swords and shit.
Yeah. All right. So for my number three, Pandora. Now, okay. Yep. So there's no way someone can play Borderlands and be like, Dude, that wouldn't be a cool place to check out at some point, if I could. As wild as that may sound, because there's some crazy shit there.
Yeah.
But I easily knew immediately what I would do if I could go there. First place I'd be going, hands down, no question, Moxie's. Moxie's is the first place I would go to get myself a nice gargle blaster, do some gambling.
If I say run them casinos, baby.
Exactly. They got some, the best drink in existence. You got the gargle blaster, maybe some lemon lime and bullets with, you know. You know what I mean? Grab a glass of Brick's Fist and get a little silly. So I would definitely, go there. Another thing I would do, because I felt bad before, is I would love to throw Claptrap a real birthday party. I would love to, he just wants friends, man. So, invite a lot of people. No one showed up the last time. It was just us dancing around with some pizzas.
My God, that is so funny. I love that so much.
I would love to give him a real birthday party. He deserves one. A stair-free birthday party.
I was just about to say, you just got to help him get up some stairs, and you can get him to that birthday party.
and then lastly, absolutely visit Tiny Tina and help her plan her next tea party.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to help her plan a tea party.
Oh, yeah.
Because I no love lost for any of those assholes, those psychos out there. So
bandits and psychos and shit? Nah, fuck that.
Absolutely not. So that for sure. There's a couple other little things I would do, but those are the main three that I would do.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so number two for me, I'm not even sure if you'd be surprised with this one or not, the Pokemon universe, particularly Kanto. All
right.
You picked the same, didn't you?
Also for my number two.
Oh, shit. Okay, so let's break this down together, bro.
Kanto.
Damn.
All right, so we'll just go back and forth then. What's the first thing you would do?
Since I'm already near Palutown anyway, since the beginning of it, I'd go to Viridian Forest. Is that what you would do?
No, I was close. The first thing I said was visit Professor Oak and get whatever Pokemon's left behind by Ash and Gary.
Shit, yeah. You know something? I didn't even think about that. I just wanted to go to Viridian Forest. Yeah. That way I could just try to find the Pikachu
and go from there. Like, I didn't want to be a dick. I'm not going to jump the line and say, I go first, you guys go. Whatever y'all leave behind is fine with me. And I know for a fact that whatever Ash chooses, I already know who I'm going to get. Because if he picks fire, Gary going to pick water, with grass.
So. No, not stuck with, dude. Venusaur is fucking OP, man.
Well, regardless, in every game, I start with grass first anyway. So, because apparently that's the harder,
games, with the new ones, they're
because you can go wherever you want. That, yeah. Well, yeah, because you can take on whatever gym you want at whatever time, so... All right, what would you do next? That's so crazy. There's so many different locations, and we picked the same one. You didn't even pick Johto.
No. I'm not even big into, so when it comes down to, Pokemon, for me, it truly is, the original 151, and then after that, everything is pretty much an afterthought.
Yeah.
I mean, Absol, I think, is the only Pokemon that I hold up to a high tier, maybe Umbreon, but... Other than that, it's basically the 151 for me.
You know what is a crazy thought that just went through my head? We've never talked about this before. We can't talk about it now because I actually don't know. I have no clue what my favorite Pokemon is. I've been playing these games since I was a child, and I have no clue. If I sat down and thought about it, I could... Ooh, I think that's a lie. So I remember when I was younger, for at least probably from 12 to 20, I was all about Alakazam. That motherfucker was my favorite. And then I think just Psychic in general I loved, and Dark I always loved.
I mean, Psychic was, so, look, at the time that we had Psychic, we didn't have Dark at first. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, and Psychic was the powerhouse.
So, yeah, I was a Mewtwo guy. Also and then psychic. eventually, Darkrai. I really liked
Darkrai. Was
cool. But anyway, we got a little off topic. So what else? Anything else you do there? What else would you do?
Safari Zone.
I didn't even think of that.
Yes, that's because I would be able to go catch some Rhydons and some Kangaskhans.
You a dick? You just want to go out there and throw some rocks at Pokemon? That's what you want to do?
And then
you
could throw rocks, right? Rocks and food, and then eventually a ball. Isn't that how it went?
Well, you could do however you want, but yeah, there was bait, there was rocks, and then you had the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
But that is smart, though, because there's Pokemon you can only get there.
Exactly.
So, Tauros. My favorite city and place to go in general in that game is where I want to go is Celadon City. For numerous reasons, because that's the city.
That's the mall, right?
That's the one that's got the department store that's got
what I meant.
And every game since then has had their version of the big place where you can go and get everything.
Yeah.
So I would go there. Oh, sorry. Where I would go first, but I picked Celadon City. I said for numerous reasons. First place is to go to Celadon Mansion, where they have the Game Freak team. So I could personally thank them for creating and continuing to improve upon like one of the greatest franchises ever. Like, you've literally given me stuff to do from the time I was a child until a full-grown adult with a family.
Yes, absolutely.
And still going.
Yeah.
while also in there, obviously visit the Game Corner, do some gambling. I feel like there's a theme here, because I want to gamble in Moxie's, now I want to gamble in Celadon City.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do there, right?
Yeah, true. And then, of course, the department store, like I said, which is the largest store in the entire region, where they sell everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, my third, I might have copped out a little bit on this. My third is like Victory Road. Just the journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mean like after you get the 8 badges, and you start making your way up. You use cut to make it through that one spot, and you just start hauling up.
You use everything you learned along the way.
Exactly. All the HMs.
Yeah, man.
All of it.
Get to that Pokemon League, turn that hat backwards, and go to work, boy.
Fuck yeah.
So, like, while I want to do that, there's something way more petty that I had to get out of the way first. So, my number one thing, and I've felt this way my entire life, go into any cave and punch a Zubat square in the face. Because I'm so tired of them making it take 30 fucking minutes to get out of a 40-foot fucking cave. Without a rappel, every step, Zubat. It's like 3 Zubats to 1 Geodude. I'm not trying to break my fist punching a rock, a Zubat is getting punched square in the fucking face.
I can't believe...
Square in the face.
That is the most beautiful petty shit I've ever heard.
If there is PETA in Kanto, if there's a PETA in Kanto, I'm in trouble.
Dude, if there's a PETA in...
PETA. Hopefully not.
PETA.
Jesus Christ.
I do apologize, everybody. I mean, if PETA was out there, they'd be flipping out with everything going on with, like, what the Pokemon world is.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, catching wild animals and making them fight.
I will punch a Zubat into a pre-evolution, bro. Seriously, do you remember that? Every fucking two steps, bro.
Yeah.
It's like you could see the exit and you can't get out. Oh my god!
The worst part is that when they upgraded all of the older games to the new stuff. So like with Let's Go, Eevee and Pikachu,
like where you could see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no more of that. Yeah.
But I mean, there were still times where you had like look like dust or something. About to pop up.
Yeah.
And then you still deal with something. But for the most part, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that should have been my number one, honestly. But
look, punching a Zubat, I feel like that should be on everybody's list. I am mad I didn't think about it.
Dude, it's all I've thought about for like 20-some years, however long it's been since I played the first one. Because like I said, I ain't punching a Geodude. I ain't trying to break my fist. So, you know what I mean? I'll punch a bat.
All I remember is in the later games, I think it was like Dunsparce being like that.
Well, no. What I always hated about the Dunsparce is if you wanted to catch it, it had a less than 1% catch rate. Or not catch rate, spawn rate.
Yeah.
So you had to wander a cave and one out of every 10 that came out was a dunce. Well, theoretically, one out of every 10. Sorry, one out of every 100, 1%. So one out of every 100. So it's like, dude, there's been times where if I didn't feel like using a good old action replay, is that what they were called, right? Where you could input the codes? It wasn't Game Genie for I think it was called Action Replay.
I never had it.
AJ gave me his, where you could literally, it was so fun after like I beat the game just to mess around and put codes for infinite money. You could put in a code to literally have any Pokemon you want spawn in the wild. Like, you could get a friggin' Charizard to spawn in the wild if you wanted to.
That happens now.
But like while I considered using that because it would have been nice, dude, there's been times where I spent hours in a cave looking for a Dunsparce, knowing I'll never use it.
Yeah, but that's just your...
Got to catch them all, dude. That's in the thing.
And that's your... It's in the thing. And that's your thing. You have to catch every single Pokemon.
Yeah, you're damn right. All right, what's your number one?
Yeah, my number one was your number three.
Which I knew.
The Borderlands universe, in particular, we're talking about, yes, Pandora. So the reason why I would go there, I literally wrote down, isn't it obvious?
I mean...
I mean, come on. So one of the first places I would go was Sanctuary, and just let people know Sanctuary is the main hub of like the game. I mean, especially for Borderlands 2. That's kind of mainly where I'm. You mean
where that's where I work too. Yeah,
but so yeah, one of the first things I would do is I would go hang with Scooter.
I was gonna put that in mind, go build a ride together or something, but I didn't.
Because that's the man. Because it's good old Scoot. All right, it has to be done.
You ain't wrong.
And then I also said the same thing: get a drink from Moxie. You know what I mean? I would absolutely go ahead and do that. And then I would hang out with Tiny Tina. You know what I mean? So that's why we're doing Sanctuary. But another place that I would go would be the Wildlife Exploration Preserve.
Is that with Hammerlock? Or no?
No. Hammerlock was...
Big Game Hunt.
Yeah. No, this one... I mean, this one had like that, Toomba and Pomone, like...
The Skags. Lion King. Yeah.
I mean, you had that. You had those... things that looked like racks a little bit, but they weren't. I mean, they had wings and they were like kind of like lizards. They were like, yeah, build like stealth and shit. But I just feel like just seeing those things would just be incredible. And then also seeing them when they're all fucking hopped up on iridium and shit. And then the last place I would want to go, and I'm not even sure if this is actually on Pandora itself. I don't think it is, though. Now I'm thinking about it. Eden 6.
It's not, yeah.
But I mean, that's why I said the Borderlands universe.
Yeah.
So yeah, Eden 6, I would want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little Cajun, little Bayou, but I feel like there'd be just so much goddamn fun there. And there was a fucking dinosaur, a huge ass dinosaur in the middle of the fucking swamp.
Yeah,
you cannot be mad at that.
Straight up Reptar. Yeah, Pandora was a tough one for me to do because I was like, man, it's tough to whittle it down to three things I'd want to do. That's how Scooter got left out. I was like, dude, to get one gym session in with Torg would be one that'd be great. I'd probably die.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I mean, like, I would have loved to have gone to, like, a Maya's world or Maya's world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The one with, like, the monks and shit. Just
go to a vault.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I was thinking about, I was thinking about putting that in there for, like, you mean, like, the vault where Jack, you know what I mean, dies and you got to deal with that fucking gigantic thing.
Mm-hmm. And the one that should have made it in that I probably should have left out. Actually, no, I didn't want to leave out anything. But now, granted, it was a DLC, which I kind of wanted to stick away from. I just wanted to stick with just like the meat of the game, just to have Butt Stallion ship me out one weapon. Just one. Just to see that glorious steed. Give me a legendary weapon from its a noose one time.
Man.
One time. Anyway.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Well, let's get to my number one. And just as Wes's probably was not a shocker to anybody, I don't think mine would be a shocker to anybody either.
I'm fully expecting it. Yeah.
What are you expecting?
I'm expecting Hyrule.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's an honorable mention
now,
for me.
Now, there's a lot of different iterations, I guess you could say, of Hyrule. Like,
I mean, it could be different parts of the country.
Basically, yeah. Like, I went through different games. But anyway, so the first thing that I would do immediately is go to Lon Lon Ranch. Have a nice cold glass of Lon Lon milk and get my horse, get Epona. One of, like, the arguably the best companions in the history of games. Right up there with Dog Meat, right up there with... who else? I'm trying to think of a really good... There's a lot of good companions in Fallout, actually. Dog Meat just stands out, though.
Which one was Eddie? The eye? Remember the eye bot?
I don't remember his name, but I do remember the bot. Yeah. You had...
he's my boy.
I liked Fox. I liked Fox a lot. The Super
fantastic.
Mutant.
Dude, I had... Yo, Fallout was another one. Fallout 3.
I was... it was about to get real dark.
Hang on a second.
We're going to get to our honorable mentions. We'll get to our honorable mentions.
Yeah, go through Hyrule, please.
Outside of that, the first place I wanted to travel that is always my favorite place to go in any Zelda game that has it, Zora's Domain. It is my favorite place in any Zelda game. The ambiance is crazy. The music's always fire. Unfortunately, aside from what you might think, not there to tap any fish people. I know that's a line that will follow you forever.
Yo, I said the same thing to Adrian when he was... I mean, when he was streaming.
I remember.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild. I was absolutely talking about him, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, Link smashed with a fish lady.
Yeah, Zora's Domain for sure. Go to hang out with Dampy, the gravekeeper in Kakariko Village, because he seems super lonely all the time. He's literally just wandering by himself, just digging shit up. So that was one. And this is the only one where I feel like I kind of cheated a little bit. Because, like I said, I wanted to, like, stick with how things are in the game and not really change anything. Mm-hmm. And since I picked the one for 64 with the Temple of Time, I was like, you know, the way it worked in the game, you would go, you'd put the sword in or take the sword out, and it would be a difference of 7 years, you know, past or future. Oh, you never played that one. I forgot about that.
My first Legend of Zelda game was Breath of the Wild.
God, I gotta get you to play the fucking... It's still on the list of... If it's not still number one, it's still top three video games of all time. But when you start off with like Link as a kid, when you get to the Temple of Time, you find the sword, you put it in, you go 7 years into the future. Okay. And everything's different, and then like the whole game changes. So, and that's the one with the water temple where everybody bitches because that's the hardest temple in the game. There's like 50 friggin' ladders you got to go up and down and change water levels. So I said, I wish I could go to the Temple of Time and kind of glitch that shit to send me way into the future to learn how to make elevators and go back to the water temple and get rid of them fucking ladders.
That would be sure.
Tough. For sure. But yeah, Hyrule, there's a million places I would go, but I'm not going to take up the next hour talking about it. So we'll just leave it there. So what are some of your honorable mentions?
One of my honorable mentions is Hyrule, particularly Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom. So, you know what I mean? The upper area. I mean, because this is basic. I mean, this is Hyrule like 200 years from when shit went down or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, dude. Like I would just. That. I'd want to fuck with the Labyrinth just because I'm curious about the motherfuckers, the shrines. Mm-hmm. I would love to check that shit out. And the fucking Korok seeds. I would just have to fucking meet the big Korok dude.
Now, I forget what you said. Now, did you say strictly from, you said Breath of the Wild, not Tears of the Kingdom?
I said Breath of the Wild and Tears.
And Tears, okay. Yeah, so you want that, like, extra level of shit going up in the sky and all that shit,
you're fucking right.
Hell yeah. You going to explore the depths?
I'm going to explore everywhere. I don't want to because the depths are a pain in my ass, but I'm going to do it.
It wasn't so bad once I got the whole thing lit up, but yeah.
Let's see, what other?
Well, you said Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout 3 was another, like, Fallout 3 in particular, so, like, DC. And, like, one of the reasons I wanted that one was because I wanted to see what the historical sites looked like. Like, in, like, from my eyes, actually see it. You know what I mean? Like, 200 years to 300 years in the future, whatever the fuck it is for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like that would be really, really cool.
You wouldn't bomb Megaton, would you?
I would visit Megaton. I would talk to people in Megaton.
You're a 10-penny towers guy, aren't you?
Nah, I never ran with the ghouls. The ghouls seem kind of elitist to me. So I'm like, you know something? Nah, man, they can kick rocks.
Not Gob, man. You remember Gob? Gob was in Megaton.
Look, the ghouls were in Megaton were, I mean,
they were different.
I mean, they were cool. Yeah. But I'm talking about, I mean, the ones that.
That one that every time he greets you, he's like, hey there, smooth skin. That guy? Yeah, love him.
Yeah, because that's the dude that you always buy shit from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the market, right? Yep. But. I mean, also with that one, I mean, the DLCs. Like, I mean, the places you can go with the DLCs, like going up to the fucking spaceship, doing the alien shit. I feel like seeing Rad Scorpions and Deathclaws and Mole Rats would be absolutely terrifying. But I still think it would be so much fucking fun because then I could try to get myself a fat man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about
you? We're out here trying to avoid World War III in real life, and this dude just wants to fucking shoot off mini nukes everywhere.
Fuck around and find out. If a Deathclaw wants to come at me, guess what?
Do you remember that? Do you remember that like special fat man that shot multiple?
Yeah,
mini nukes.
Yeah, yeah. I forget. It was called like the Merv something or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I had a couple. I had thought. I almost brought the Elder Scrolls into it. I almost picked Oblivion. I wasn't gonna pick Skyrim. I almost picked Oblivion because I was like, man, to visit the Imperial City would be super cool to watch, you know, fights go on at the arena. Because still, to my knowledge, it's been so long since I've played Skyrim. I never actually played Morrowind. I watched Mike, and I haven't played ESO. So, to my knowledge, Oblivion is the only game that had an arena, where like that was actually part where like you could go in, you could wager money, and you could go in and you pick who to fight. Like you could fight two of like the biggest, baddest creatures in the game. Like it was a legit arena where you had people out there. Looked like the Colosseum.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was super dope. So like you could do that, and all the Dark Brotherhood shit to visit like the High Elves.
It's funny. I'm thinking about it now. Basically, almost every main game from Bethesda.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you
because
could, you
their worlds any. Are yeah. so fucking like
you could pick, I mean, dude, throw BioWare in there too,
dude. Yes, I almost picked Starfield.
And it's funny you say that because I almost picked Mass Effect too,
and I also almost picked Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I almost picked Starfield only because of the fact of you're in fucking space, bro.
Yeah.
You are literally fighting ships in space. You are shooting motherfuckers in space. I'm going to say it again. In space!
Yeah. Now, this is where I almost got a little crazy. Because I... you're looking at me like, dude, are you stupid? I was very close to picking Silent Hill.
I would have... See, it's funny. I was... For some reason, I was expecting to at least hear you say something in any way, shape, or form about either Silent Hill or Resident Evil.
Raccoon City almost popped up. Now, Raccoon City would probably be a little bit safer because for the most part, you're like... This is what I've always said about the difference between... And I love them both. Obviously, Resident Evil is my favorite horror franchise of all time. Silent Hill is very close behind. But scare factor-wise... Resident Evil is scary. Silent Hill is like nightmare fuel. The shit that they have in that game. From Pyramid Head to...
Mm-hmm.
To... Like... I remember when I played The Room. There was this one enemy in this game that... You're running around this like spiral... This spiral tower. And if you just go slow... You can see as you're going around, you can see enemies before they see you. Okay. So you can kind of figure out what you want to do before they clock you. And I remember running around and it was when I really noticed that Silent Hill was nightmare fuel. Cause I was like, only they would think to put something like this in a game. It was like conjoined, like 2 year olds. It was a boy and a girl, their heads together. They had two legs, if you will, but it was each one of their arms. So it was the girl's left arm, the boy's right arm. So they would run on their hands. And the second it sees you, it stands there, and one of its arms just goes up like this and just points at you, and it'll stand like that for like 10 seconds, and then it just starts dum, 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 running at you, bro. Terrifying. Nope. Terrifying, nope. Dude. But yeah, so Silent Hill was up there. Just to see if I could survive. I also thought about Five Nights at Freddy's.
I never played none of the games, so
I never either.
I mean, look,
but
at the same time, dude, my black card is getting triple stamped on this one. Ain't no way in hell I'm doing that fucking place. Fuck no. That is some bullshit.
Oh, by the way, here's what I was talking about. That's what those things were.
No. No.
Right?
No. No. They look like them fucking, like, Russian collapsible doll things. Like, I mean, the faces kind of look like those.
The nesting dolls.
Yes.
Yeah. But all right.
I don't need that babushka, man.
Wes will now, because like I said, we got, Wes threw it out on the social, so we got a couple answers. We got some good ones, too. And there was one that I was going to use, but I didn't because it was someone's answer.
Yeah, so actually, I was thinking the same thing. So, yeah. I threw it out there asking everybody what video game world they'd want to go to. At Jawa Breaker, which is my boy Indiana Ian, he said, my favorite gaming world is probably Castlevania 3, but there's no way I'd want to live there. Very true.
Well, you don't want to be fed on by some vamps?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I'd love to live in the world of Animal Crossing. No job, just hanging with my friends and fishing all day. Like, I love that. That is a great choice.
Well, there were two people that picked that, right? Or no?
Animal Crossing? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that was the one that I considered having in as my three. But then when I saw it, I was like, let me not pick one that someone already picked. Because that's like so obvious. Just kick it with your people.
And like honestly, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, dude.
You kick it with your, people. Nothing bad ever happens. Like, you just got to work together to keep your island clean. Like,
and you just got to go around and catch fish spiders and scorpions.
Or just stay in at night.
I mean,
stay in at night.
You ain't wrong.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't be doing in real life, going to making Scorpion Island or Tarantula Island. Tell you that. I'm good.
Hell, you know what I'm going to do with them? I'm going to learn how to make napalm in fucking Animal Crossing.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Blando, at the Blando, he said the world spread across Drakengard 3 okay. and Drakengard, like the first game. I've never played those games, so I don't even know anything about that.
Well, I'm going to look it up right now.
And then also Nier Replicant and Nier Automata. Well, now, I know those are some good fucking picks. The Nier stuff would be just fucking wild to see. Like, the swarms of, like, the robots and shit, and then just coming at, like, that shit would be wild.
Was there a specific Dragon Guard?
It's, Draken Guard.
I said, is there a specific one?
Yeah. Which one? Three?
Three? Okay. That's what, and I think I type in one, like,
and while Andy's Church. Looking at that, at Nightcrawler 35, which is my boy Hav, he said he's gonna be, if it is living in a world that's a little more realistic, he'd pick Yakuza Like a Dragon World, just pretty much Japan, but he said he could live without the Yakuza, though.
I was about to say, like, I realize this is going to sound crazy since I picked Silent Hill, but that is hella reckless if you want to go and live with, like, arguably the most dangerous people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the most terrifying, you know what I mean, people you could ever find.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Yeah, absolutely. I say this all the time, like, You hear about the shit that, you know, you have out here. You know, there's a million different gangs. You got Bloods, you got Crips, you got all sorts of shit. You think they want to see the Yakuza? No.
Hell no.
No.
Don't know another one that Hav said was, if you're talking more fantasy-driven, Mass Effect. He said it may or may not have to involve hot alien.
May or may not.
May or may not.
Okay.
And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say, maybe, because, I mean, I know my friend. I know my weird-ass friends. But, yeah, that's. I also got one from somebody that when I posted it on. A buddy of mine, Mike Jenkinson, said Mushroom Kingdom.
I was gonna do that, too.
I was thinking about Mario. Like in particular, I was thinking Super Mario Brothers 3.
So,
because I was thinking just World 1. So, you know what I mean? So, all those locations on World 1.
So, yeah, so I had probably an hour where I thought for sure I was going to pick the Mushroom Kingdom. So, I started thinking, where in the landscape of Mario's Mushroom Kingdoms am I going to, like, where am I going to go? What game am I going to go? And I thought, you know, Super Mario 3 did pop up, and I was like, man, Big World would be really cool.
World 4.
Like, yeah, I was like, that would be dope. I'd thought that. And then I thought, the first world in Super Mario World, which is, I think it's like Dinosaur Land. I forget what they call it. I thought about that. I thought about Paper Mario and visiting like Tasty and getting all her food and all that shit.
We're within two.
Say again?
We're within two.
That's behind. We're up by five.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry. We're up by six according to ESPN.
Yay. All right.
Alex is also keeping me updated. Thank goodness.
But yo, I appreciate everybody, you know what I mean, throwing it out on the socials and giving us these answers. Definitely good picks.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you want to kick some news?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Wait a minute, do I actually have a news? Oh, I do.
If not.
It is very, like, Tron-ish, isn't it? Yeah, I know. Yeah, we got to flip that. Okay, so I got a little bit of news. I figured the one piece of news that you want to talk about, I'm going to leave to you.
I got two or three or four.
Okay. I mean, look, I'm just going to hit some of these just real quick. So, Larian Studios has been working on the optimization for Xbox Series S, porting over Baldur's Gate 3. And apparently, everything is actually working really, really well.
I am so stupid. How did I not realize that Larian Studios is behind Baldur's Gate? Because they're behind the Divinity games.
Yes.
What a chooch. I didn't even realize that. Wow. That's a bad moment for me, folks.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely is. It hasn't been said yet when we're going to get Baldur's Gate 3 on the on Microsoft platforms, but like I know it's absolutely going to be up for Game of the Year. You know what I mean? It's one of those, dude. It took the world by storm when it came out. like everybody was like, oh yeah, we're all gonna do turn-based fucking tabletop style RPG things. Let's fucking Dungeon Jackets, let's go. But yeah, so we still have nothing yet on when we're gonna get it for the Xbox. So when we do, I will make sure y'all know. Also, just a real quick thing that we talked about in the beginning of the episode. Next week, our episode is going to be on the Game Awards nominations. So we're going to be hearing that on Monday, November 13th. It is going to be on at 12 p.m., like 12 noon for us. It's 9 a.m. L.A. time. So we will have a whole bunch of conversations on that one, I'm sure. Might even have to bring in a friend or two on that one to go ahead and actually have some conversations. So, Andy, what you got?
So, okay. So, do you remember... I don't actually remember how... I think it may have been in... So, in August, one of the episodes we did in August or maybe September when we were talking about the rumors of the Switch 2.
Oh, yeah.
So, the news did come out from... Like, Nintendo finally addressed them themselves and said that those reports are inaccurate. So, to not... Like, they're pretty much shutting all that down. So
don't you worry about that.
The exact translation full of you guys' comments were, as we have said in the past, our company is constantly conducting research and development on new hardware and software, but regarding new hardware, we have no further comments to make. Rumors have spread on the internet and elsewhere that appear to be based on non-public information, but those are inaccurate. To give specific examples, we have heard of reports that we talked with a certain software publisher at the end of 2022 to describe the hardware that will be the successor to the Switch, and that we gave demonstration of new hardware at an event outside of Japan in summer of 2023. Neither of those are true. Information that has not been officially announced by Nintendo can mislead and confuse consumers and investors. We encourage consumers and investors to view the information we present on our website, okay, social media account, and exercise good judgment. So they're calling bullshit on all of that. So
I was about to say,
do not be expecting a Switch 2 anytime soon.
It's which I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean, the
Switch look, is still doing fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh shit, speaking of OLED, you see Steam Deck is getting an OLED?
I did.
Just random thing there, sorry.
The one that you know that I want to talk about, I'm going to leave for last.
Okay.
The one that you know for sure.
Alright, so I have two here that I'll just pop real quick.
Okay.
So I watched a video not that long ago on TikTok, and it had Spider-Man 2 was talking about a particular glitch that you could free roam as Venom. You were able to, like, get to a certain spot and you had, like, the way you climb the building or some shit like that. I mean, you were able to actually free roam as Venom instead of only doing the story-based things that that is supposed to be for him. So they fixed that patch.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that there was a patch, but I've only, with school this week, I've gotten to play for, like, a half hour.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, so look, they fixed the patch. It was one of the things that, like, people just exploited just to be like, look at this shit. You know what I mean? It was just kind of, like, goofy stuff like that. Look, that's not the only... they patched the white cube. You know what I mean? The one you were talking about before.
Well, yeah, that one I knew.
They patched that one up, so...
They patched that, I think, with the same patch that fixed the flag.
Yeah. Oh, also with that one, you also got the Murdoch sign. Yeah. Alright, and staying with Spider-Man 2. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 sells more than 5 million copies in 11 days. That's it. Ain't nothing else there. It's just like, all I gotta say is goddamn.
Mouse.
For real. And, dude, in 24-hour period, they sold more than 2.5 million copies. A day. Like that's the average, dog. Like, that's just nuts.
Well, it's fantastic, so... I mean, I have nothing bad to say. Nothing bad to say. Do you have another one, or is it coming back to me? I thought you said you had two.
No, I did two. I mean, I got this last one here, but I'll do it now. Just because it's a quick little thing.
Do it live.
Yep, do it live. Fuck it. All right, so the Overwatch League that has been running for the last 6 years is now going away. Blizzard has said that they are going to be focusing on a new direction.
Okay.
So 6 years after the launch, Blizzard's grand experiment appears to be over. Blizzard has confirmed in a statement to IGN that it is transitioning from the Overwatch League, seemingly spelling the end for the competition once billed as the future of esports. Now, let's not forget, we now have esports in the Olympics.
And one could argue we have esports because of... Overwatch.
Yes. Overwatch, Fortnite, PUBG. Like, Valorant, dude, like all of those games, all of those.
Apex, is that?
Apex Legends is another one, yeah. Dude, all of those, like the team versus team, you know, the deathmatch style or PvE, yeah. But, yeah, man, I mean, look, it sucks because people are going to end up losing jobs and stuff like that over this, and that's going to be unfortunate. But, I mean, if they're looking to build something better, maybe they want to build something better with another game. Build another game up that's going to make it the next game in fucking esports.
Have faith, people. Have faith.
I mean, it's Activision Blizzard, so, I mean, we know exactly what we're looking at. And now they're obviously being owned and they're owned by fucking Microsoft, so you have all that money backing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was my last one.
All right, so the second to last one I have here is, it's a big one, because whether or not you're a fan of this game, one, it would be tough to argue that it is not one of the most highly anticipated games of all time, and that being GTA 6. And it appears from sources very, very high up that a GTA 6 announcement is imminent, that the official trailer will be released next month to celebrate Rockstar's 25th anniversary.
Which means that 9 chances out of 10, we're probably going to see it at the Game Awards.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And that's going to be a big one. They've been working on this game for a long time. And they worked on 5 for a long time, and look how good 5 did.
I was about to
say. And it's still doing.
Yeah,
with GTA Online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 5, I played 5, I beat 5. It gave me everything I wanted from a GTA game.
Like, 5 and San Andreas were the only GTA games that I, like, went and beat, like, completely.
I beat... Which one did you say? You
said San Andreas.
I know I beat Vice City.
I actually never played Vice City.
Which one was Los Santos?
Los Santos was...
We can look that shit
no,
up.
No. That was San Andreas.
Okay. So there is that. So like I said, love it or hate it, that's a big one. And now the big one for me.
Big one for you.
Now it's my turn to really be in the hot seat to be nervous. Is Nintendo themselves have announced that a live action film based on The Legend of Zelda is coming. They haven't said yet when it's coming, but the movie will be directed by Wes Bell, who helmed The Maze Runner. And apparently the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I have not seen The Maze Runner. I've heard good things, believe.
Yeah, it's a trilogy of movies. I know that. And the Planet of the Apes movies, like the newer ones, are fucking nuts.
Really?
Like there's one that's going to be coming out, I think, next year that's supposed to be, like, insane.
Yeah. Now, there is no information yet on timeline, as in where in the Zelda universe this game is going to take place, whether or not this is just a one and done, or if there's any plans to make a series out of it, because obviously there's more than enough source material if they wanted to do a couple. If you wanted to do more than one and you weren't taking your own creative licensing, like you were trying to stick with games, it would be tough to not, I guess, start at, like, to do like a Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom type thing, because they directly follow one another. I think that's the way wrong path to take for your first Legend of Zelda movie.
I mean, look, if you want to do a Legend of Zelda movie, and if you want to do it to where that, say, the focus is actually on Zelda, right?
Yeah, like Link's journey to save.
But but like my thing with Legend of Zelda is with Tears of the Kingdom, because it's part of the background quest of, like, what happened to her in the past.
Yeah.
And running through, like I think that would actually be a very interesting movie.
So I started, and we can do it now real quick in just a few seconds, just, you know, who we think. We did this before, and I named one person. I still think Tom Holland would be a perfect Link. I really do.
Okay.
Again, it would also be weird, because remember, you're talking about the potential of having a movie based around a character that you've never heard talk about.
Yeah.
But you've only
and I was
heard,
thinking that as well.
And you wonder, how true do you want to be? Do you think you can carry a movie having the main character never actually talk?
I think so.
Who knows? I mean, we don't know. So
I mean, look.
But either way, can you think of anyone else for Link that you think would be good? My brain immediately went to Tom Holland.
I've seen a lot of people. A lot of people are saying Michael Cera. You mean because he he did some type of thing back, I mean, a few years back with doing, like, some type of link type stuff. You know, I mean, he was in, like, some fucking video that came out not that long ago.
I'm not saying I'd poo-poo it right away. Like I said, I'm at the point in my life now where, like I said, after having poo-pooed Heath Ledger's The Joker, I don't poo-poo anybody anymore until I've seen it. Michael Starr would be interesting, though, because he's just a straight comedic actor.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting to see. Plus, there's a lot of... For live, like, there's a lot of physical demand for a character. Like, there's a lot of jumping and spinning and flipping and all that shit. That's why my brain immediately went to Tom.
I mean, look, it makes a lot of sense for that as well. Zelda, honestly, my very first thought was Anya Taylor-Joy.
Mine too. I said any live action they ever do of Zelda or Mario, she can Princess Peach, she can Zelda. Either one. Slap pointy ears, and she's set.
Perfect as Princess Peach.
Yeah, like slap pointy ears on her, and there you go. Like, off. And you can sell me on someone else, but I truly don't think there could be a better Ganondorf than Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I think he'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was thinking, like, maybe Russell Crowe for the King of Hyrule.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, with seeing him with what he did in Love and Thunder, I don't know if you saw Thor Love and Thunder yet. He was in there.
I have not yet.
He was Zeus in that movie. Okay. So you've been seeing him, like, have that over the top, like, regal role of, like, being the most important person, into which a king, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, a king will always have that. They always have that confidence. They always have that, the way they stand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like,
chest out, straight, just nuts on the table.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And huge ones at that.
Yeah. Basically.
But I would probably say, like, Russell Crowe.
But I'm very interested. But like I said, this is the first time where I get to be super duper nervous because it is my favorite game of all time. Borderlands, I'm nervous because I love the game. I enjoyed it and I want it to be really good. But it's not like it's my favorite game of all time. And if it flops, it'll kill me. But
after I saw what MCU did with Moon Knight, I will not let myself get to the point that I'm going to get furiously upset at a project of something. You know what I mean? Because, like, what they did to Moon Knight is, dude, they tore Moon Knight away from everything that it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? That season, that series was horrible.
Which is crazy because even more so than video games, like, when it comes to comics, you legitimately have all of the source material right there.
Every single bit.
Every single bit. You have the entire story. Like, you've got everything.
And they fucked everything.
Which is crazy. But yeah, this one will, because I want this. I've been wanting this for, someone put out years ago on April 1st, on April Fool's Day, somebody put out.
And that's what I'm talking, yeah.
And, like, I was like, damn. It looked good.
It looked really fucking
Didn't know
good.
Who anybody was, and I was like, that almost kind of made me a little more happy, because you know what they kind of did with Borderlands, and how you never know how it can go, because it's just like, all right, let's just load this thing with stars.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Hart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
So it's gonna be interesting. But like I said, open minded. But yeah. So that's it for news.
All right.
So. Now it is time to go ahead and let all the crew members at home and the ones abroad, we're going to tell you what we are playing.
Get a lot better at that. That's all I'm going to do every week. Every week I'm just going, man, I'm getting better at that. I'm getting good at that. Yeah. Let's see here. I've been having a little bit of an issue lately. I'm having a hard time finding a game that I like, that I'm really, like, biting on. You know what I mean? Like I'm really sinking my teeth into. You know what I'm saying?
You said you're struggling to find it?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time trying to find it.
Spider-Man!
Yes, I know.
I promise you.
But there's a game that just came out on Game Pass that's very... It is very Monster Hunter-esque. It's called Wild Hearts. And I started fucking with it today a little bit. It does have a multiplayer. You get to throw down with your boys. You know what I mean? So, it might be like a like Clyburn, Dan, and Hobbs type game. You know what I mean? For like all of us run. But yeah, other than that, like I've just had a hard time sometimes. Just sitting. Like, I'll sit down, I'll turn the Xbox on, and I'll just kind of just look at it. I'll look at the games that I have there. Like, I look at Starfield, and I'm like,
just get overwhelmed.
Very much so. And then I'm like, I don't even know where to go from here. So then half the time, I turn the fucking system off, and then I just sit there and just kind of just hang with the wife.
That's what happened to me the very first day that I opened up Game Pass and just saw all those games. I was like, yeah. Jesus, dude, like, this is daunting. Like, how do I pick one of these?
But other than that, I haven't really been doing much. I need to get down here in the studio because that's where the PlayStation is. I need to get down here because I have like 3 or 4 games that I need to play on this system that I haven't touched yet. I haven't touched Ragnarok yet. So, yeah, I'm getting there. I just got to find my way.
Fair enough. So for me, it is still Spider-Man. That's all I'm dedicating my time to until it's done. And
as you should,
with the no new game as plus, like should. We said, until the new year, I'll be able to go right back into Jedi Survivor after that, which I am very excited to get back into because that game is fucking phenomenal.
I'm actually kind of shocked that neither one of us picked anything in the Star Wars universe.
You know,
I definitely thought about it with Fallen Order, you know what I mean? It definitely sat in my mind.
It was in there
because then for me, I'm like, okay, because then I'm a Jedi. Like you mean because that's the way I'm looking at it.
Or are you? Just because you're in that universe doesn't mean you gotta be a Jedi. You could have been Grease Dritus for all you know.
Yeah,
just a straight pilot mechanic.
Yeah, but
not that wouldn't still be cool.
It's a fucking ship. It's a goddamn spaceship, dude. We already went through this.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and again, I don't want to, it's still so new that I don't want to spoil anything, so I'll just say that I'm thoroughly enjoying my time. I think the half hour that I got in today when I looked, I think it said that I was 70% complete, and my feeling is, so when you go into the map and you look at, like, the different parts of the city mm-hmm. that they have broken down, it'll show you, like, all the different activities that you can do
the
in that part.
Crimes,
you know, anything from your...
The
from
same
your,
way in the other Spider-Man.
From, yeah, from your...
Games.
From your app and stuff like that. And with the exception of one thing, I've done all of the side stuff. So I think now, like, even though it says that technically I still have 30%, I think that might go pretty quick because I think the bulk of what I have left is main. So I would imagine everything I do is probably going to chunk me like 3 to 5% each time.
So here's my question for you. Have you done the Mary Jane stealth stuff?
Yes.
I've been hearing very back and forth things about those parts of the game.
So
where people aren't, it's not impressing them. You mean other people are just really enjoying it.
Well, what the people that weren't impressed, like, what exactly was their issue with it?
I'm not even entirely sure. Like, it wasn't
anything that pissed me off or blew me away. If anything, like,
was it
necessary
for the game? I feel like that's a good question to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it perfectly made sense with the story and what was going on, so it made sense. And I thought it was, you know, it was cool because it was the second or third mission you were able to do with somebody that wasn't Miles or Peter.
Okay.
And that's kind of dope because you do have other people in those games that are, you know,
that is true.
That, you know, maybe they're not main characters, but they're damn close.
Yeah.
So no, it didn't, you know, for people who, now here's the thing, for people who love those Spider-Man games, you never have to worry about stealth. You can use it if you want, but you can literally just go in, cause a ruckus, and go through the entire game. So if stealth isn't your thing, being forced to have a mission like that, I can see how that would frustrate you.
Okay.
Obviously, the fact that generally that's my default when I can be that way in games, yeah. No issue with me there. So yeah, I didn't have a problem with that. Sorry, I'm still getting... Oh yeah, okay, we're going to win that game. We're up 103-88.
Ooh,
yeah, we had a huge run in the second half. I think at some point in the second half, she said we were outscoring them like 46-23 or something. Anyway,
and you just ate up your
my one freebie. I ate up my freebie. So, what was I going to say? So, yeah, I probably have a couple. I feel like I can tell where it's going. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't watched anything on it, so I don't know. But, like, I feel like I can see where it's going. But, yeah, it's, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait until you play it and I can actually, like, talk about legit things that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
I got you.
So, you know, we'll see. I should have just gotten the damn physical copy so I could have just given it to you. But I didn't. They got to come up with, at some point, a way to be able to share digital games. It's 2023. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I imagine it shouldn't be.
Yeah, there has to be some way we can do it.
Anyway, I know you have one last thing we want to talk about before Anthony takes us out.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and just throw that on there. Yeah, so some really fucking cool things happen with Friends.
Smells like pasta in here. Smells like pasta.
So, What's Your Spaghetti Policy? Which, we are friends with Alex and Jacob, so... They just posted their episode, and their episode was absolutely fucking incredible because they had the fucking Cliffy B, dude.
Gears, bro.
Yeah.
Not just Gears, but Gears.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, dude, the creator of Gears of War, Cliff Bleszinski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's an hour-long episode, around about an hour. Dude, they go into his time with Gears. They go into the time, Cliff's time with doing stuff with musicals, because he did that after he was done with video games. You know what I mean? It is such a fantastic episode. So much fun. So great. As long as I get the okay that it's cool, I'll drop it in the notes. You know what I mean? I'm just going to talk with Alex beforehand. And if not, this part's not even going to make it in. So, no worries. But, yo, number one, Alex, Jacob, great fucking pull on that one, boys.
Congrats, brothers.
That is such a cool fucking pick. And the main reason why he was on was because of his new comic that he has out called Scrapper,
mm-hmm.
which is actually based off of one of his dogs that had passed away. So, yeah, they get into a little bit of that type of stuff, too, because, unfortunately, Alex had to deal with the same thing with his bulldog. So, all right. That's all we have. I'm going to let Anthony take us out, and then y'all going to hear that beautiful music.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both Console Gaming Crew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Anthony.
Always.
And actually, speaking of the Twitch, when we do bring it back, most likely it's going to be with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game.
Oh yeah.
So you know what I mean? So it's going to be some fun Friday stuff, man. It's going to be a good time. But until next time, y'all, we please just ask everybody to be good. Wash your hands. Do what you got to do to feel good. And I really hope it's playing video games, since you listen to us. And as always, y'all.
Game on.
Game on, fam. Peace.